Sex and Money with Jess is a podcast dedicated to helping you deepen your relationship with yourself and others when it comes to sex and money. I'm your host, Jess, and my mission is to give you the tools to step outside of your comfort zone and into your empowered self. Here, I encourage you to let go of shame and societal pressures and reimagine your future the way you want it. If you're ready to gain more confidence, feel sexier, and become more secure in your finances, I invite you to put on your favorite outfit, pull out your bank statements, and let's get started. Hello. I hope that the holiday season is treating you splendidly. I know that for some people, holiday season is very hard for various reasons. And then for other people, it's a time of joy and celebration and love and spending time with family and friends. And I hope that whichever end of the spectrum that you're on, that you find some moment of peace and some moment of clarity in this season. One of the things that I want to talk about this week is this sense of scariness when it comes to looking at our finances. I have heard from multiple people this week about how they're coming up to their year end and they're preparing their finances and their budgets for holiday gifts or tax season coming up just around the corner, or even just trying to come up with what their goals are going into 2025 and where they're at with their finances in comparison to those goals. This includes myself. You've heard me say multiple times on this podcast, I have this goal of buying a house. And so I myself am in the same boat. And we are seeing so many challenging financial situations facing ourselves with the economy the way it is today. And it's scary. And so then when it comes time to sit down and actually look at where our money is going and how we're spending our money, especially if we haven't looked at it all year or really ever, and we're sitting here and we're like, crap, this is where my money is going, or I'm not making enough money to sustain the life that I want, it gets scary. And it makes you want to avoid it. And it makes you not want to care about what your finances and what your money is actually doing. And that's something that I want us to try to avoid. Yeah, it's scary. Trust me. I just spent an arm and a leg buying computer parts because I'm having my brother build me a PC over my holiday break. And I waited for Black Friday to make these purchases, and it was still a boatload of money. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm trying to buy a house, and I have my credit card statement that I need to fill out in my financial statements. And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see how much I actually spent. Even though I know in my head what I spent, I'm still afraid to look at it. And the biggest thing is that when we don't look at our finances from a face value, we begin to not care about our finances in the background. We might be late on a payment and we might say, oh, it happens. I'll just pay the late fee. And then those late fees continue to stack up. And then we wonder why our money is being blown out of the park. And that's because it's going towards these late fees. Or we might set ourselves up for a realistic goal of not spending money eating out and eating out at home more. But then things continue to come up where we're like, let's just go out to eat. It's easier. It's easier mentally. It's easier physically because we don't have to physically stand in the kitchen and cook our food. But then when it comes to our financial goals, we have those setbacks. And every once in a while is not the end of the world. I have forgotten to pay my bank statements, my credit cards, my rent. Like just last month, I was a day late to paying my rent. And I was like, crap, I'm going to get a $100 late fee stamped on it. Thankfully, that didn't happen. I don't know why it didn't happen, but knock on wood, it doesn't show up later. But it's one of those things where when we're not spending the time overcoming that fear that we have, then it ends up in the long run hindering us because we're not actively then thinking clearly and responsibly about goals and the end game that we want. I paid my rent late. I should have gotten a $100 late fee. Thankfully, I didn't. But that $100 sets me back. That's $100. If it would have shown up on my statement this month, that wouldn't have been able to go towards the computer parts that I'm buying. And I had a friend come over on Monday, and the plan was to cook, but I just wasn't emotionally up to it. And so we went out to dinner. And then Tuesday night, I went to a funeral, and I went out with people from the funeral to dinner. And it stacks up. And it's one of those things where if I don't sit down and I face myself today and I say, hey, Jessica, we need to cool it. You've gone out to eat twice now, 2 days in a row. You said you were going to eat at home more. You said you were going to cook more. And you aren't paying attention to the bills that you're paying because you're focused on other things. You're emotionally checked out. Because of that, you're potentially getting late fees. And those are going to add up quickly. And so I have to sit myself down and I have to put myself on check. And I have to tell myself, okay, tonight, even if you're not up to it, we're going grocery shopping. We're going to go buy fruits and veggies that are going to be healthy for you. And we're going to cook tomorrow during your lunch break. You're going to make something simple. And then tomorrow evening, before you go to the gym, you're going to prep something for tomorrow. And like that can. Connection with yourself and that connection with reality and being honest with yourself is going to help you feel calmer inside as time goes on. Initially, you might be kicking yourself in the ass and you might be like, why did you go out to eat? Oh my God, you're a loser for not being able to stay on top of paying your bills on time. And you might start calling yourself names and all this kind of stuff. And I want you to stop that because it's natural. We all do it. We all are late to pay stuff. This isn't something new to just you. Businesses are late to make payments. And personally, sorry, that was really bad English. Personally, we're all late to make payments. It happens. You have to give yourself grace. And as you continue to give yourself grace for not sticking to what it is that you want to stick to, you're slowly going to come out of that fear because you're going to be like, hey, yeah, it's scary. Yeah, it sucks when I make a mistake. Yeah, I fucked up. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. But you know what? I recognize that it's human nature. I recognize that it's something that I have made mistakes on in the past. But I do want to change. And I'm not going to be perfect. And I'm not going to show up every single day perfect. And if I give myself grace now, the next time I have a slip up, I can give myself grace then. And I learned that. I learned that act of grace. I learned that act of forgiveness for myself. Because when somebody else is late to pay us, or when one of our friends doesn't stick to their goals, we don't give them crap for it. We don't beat them up for it. We might call them out, but we give them grace. We give them forgiveness. And so we need to do that for ourselves. And as we continue to give ourselves grace and as we continue to give ourselves forgiveness, we build a trust inside of ourselves that makes the act of facing our finances less scary. I don't like to sit down when I've spent a lot of money and go through my finances and see where things are at. Because it's scary. But I also have to sit with myself and I go, you're not blowing your money all the time. You're doing something for yourself. You're putting something together for yourself that's going to be better for yourself, and you waited till Black Friday to get the good deals, and you searched multiple vendors to find the good deals on computer parts. So there's these things that we do where we can justify what we spend our money on in a good and healthy way. And then we can sit down and we can actually physically look at that money on a piece of paper or on a computer screen, and we can still have that internal panic of, what the hell did I just do? And that panic that comes up is what makes it scary to actually face it. But when we face it, it takes that emotion away a little bit. It kind of is like, oh, yeah, okay, this is where I'm at. And this is what I need to do to move forward. Because it brings it to the forefront of your mind. And it allows you to come up with a game plan to pay it off or to not get the same late fee again, or to realize, okay, I overspent on eating out this month. I need to eat at home, or whatever it is that your financial goal is. So you might be scared, and that's natural. Everyone gets it. I guarantee you, even the multimillionaires who can drop $1 million and not feel an effect of it get scared when large purchases come up, because the future holds a lot of unknowns. And when we look back at our finances and we see what we've done in the past and how it may have hindered us, we can beat ourselves up. And we don't want to face that. We don't want to face that criticism from ourselves. So although it might be fearful, although it might be hard, although you might be in a season where every little thing you're like, oh, whatever, like I can pay a late fee or I can go out to eat every single day this week. I've been in those situations, and it's fine to do every once in a while, like missing a payment once in a blue moon or spending a week going out to eat every single day will not hinder you. But if you continue down that path, it will hurt you. And to just brush it off and be like, oh, whatever, I don't need to worry about it, I'll fix it later, I'll take care of it later, that mindset, especially when it's on repetition, will, at the end of the day, hurt you. So I highly recommend learning to give yourself grace and learning to sit in that fear that comes up when we're scared to look at our finances, because it don't go away. It really does not go away. It never will go away. It's a part of life. I've been looking at finances decades, and I still get fearful, especially when I know I haven't been tight on my finances. So learn to sit in that discomfort. Learn to give yourself grace. Learn to pivot and say, I made a mistake. I fucked up. Now I learn from this and I move forward, because that is honestly, at the end of the day, the best mindset to have. What did I learn? How do I move forward from this? Enjoy the rest of your day, your week, whatever you have coming up. And I hope that you all have wonderful, happy holidays. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope this episode left you feeling more confident in the future you are creating. I would love to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so please leave a review. And remember, sharing is caring. If you know somebody who could benefit from this podcast on their own personal journey, please share it with them. What I know we need more of in this world are people who are thriving in their financial and sexual lives. And if you're ready to dive in deeper, please go to lovealwaysjess.com/get-started to find out more ways that you can work with me. May your day and week ahead be filled with love. See you next week.